A new computer database is supposed to help colleges keep better track of foreign students and visiting scholars. It's to be tested next month. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that delays and confusion at the Immigration and Naturalization Service have caused frustration on campus.
Catherine Bellows remembers the good old days of international student advising. Foreign students would come to her office at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., grappling with cross-cultural dilemmas.
What is it like to come to a new country? How do you deal with the change in food and change in language and change in educational systems to the more emotional and social ambiguities?
But that was before universities started to be seen as a vulnerable point in the war on terror. Now Bellows' job has changed. As director of international student services at Georgetown, she must quell student fears about deadlines, deportation, and privacy. And she manages piles of federal paperwork.
Since July, there have been 5 regulations published that deal directly with international students. 5. That's unprecedented. We used to see 5 in a span of 20 years.
The most pressing regulations have to do with something called SEVIS. That's short for the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System. It's a centralized database that monitors foreign students, scheduled to be up and running by the first day of the year. Chris Bentley is a spokesman for the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He says schools will be responsible for making sure that information about their foreign students is accessible and up to date.
If a student has arrived for classes, actually is registered for classes after their admission to the United States, if they've dropped below a full course load without prior authorization by the designated school official or failed to enroll, they have to let INS know within 30 days. If the current address of the foreign student has changed, the school must let INS know within 30 days and also let us know when the start date of the student's next semester might be.
There's a very good reason for the federal government to keep track of hundreds of thousands of foreign students. That's to identify and stop both potential terrorists and run-of-the-mill visa violators. Under the new USA Patriot Act, every school that enrolls international students must sign on to the system by the end of January. And student information must be entered by the start of fall term next year.
Some of the mandates as far as dates were in the Patriot Act, as well as about $34 million for the implementation of the system.
Bentley says about 7,000 schools are expected to take part in SEVIS, but many have held back on applying. The program has been plagued with problems, and the software has been riddled with bugs. Once it is fully operational, the program will become the sole source of documentation for students. The information it gathers will be shared with the State Department and American consulates, as well as inspectors at points of entry. But university officials complain that federal agencies are not working together to implement the program and iron out the kinks. Catherine Cotton directs Duke University's International Office. She says right now, SEVIS is too rigidly designed to handle the particulars of every case.
I say this knowing that immigration will be listening, and I've said this to them in person. If you create a software package that won't respond, people will find a way to put the data in so that it will respond.
Cotton says schools are doing their best to comply, but SEVIS is being pushed too fast. She believes SEVIS will be invaluable in the long run, but like her colleagues who deal with international students, Cotton is bracing for a year of challenges, questions, and uncertainties. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.